Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi renews call to embrace Swadeshi goods and avoid unnecessary purchase of gold and destination weddings abroad. U.S. begins fresh strikes on IRGC targets inside Iran, explosions heard in Bandar Abbas and Hormuz. Indian forensic team begins DNA analysis to identify flash flood victims in Nepal. Prime Minister of Belgium barred the waiver to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. And India and U.S. agree to work more closely on critical minerals following meeting between Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renewed his call to embrace Swadeshi goods and avoid unnecessary purchase of gold and destination weddings abroad. In a video message, the Prime Minister asked Indians to shun leisure trips abroad, avoid getting married overseas, and refrain from buying gold unless necessary.
स्वदेशी का मंत्र वोकल फॉर लोकल विदेशों की यात्राएं अगर घूमने फिरने जाते हैं तो नहीं करना चाहिए शादी ब्याह विदेशों में करते हैं नहीं करना चाहिए मेड इन इंडिया के मंत्र को जीना चाहिए और जरूरत न हो तो सोना भी नहीं खरीदना चाहिए हम जितना ज्यादा स्वदेशी पर बल देंगे जितना आत्मनिर्भर पर बल देंगे मुझे पक्का विश्वास है जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे हम हमारी युवा पीढ़ी को विकसित भारत सुप्रत करेंगे
Mr. Modi congratulated the country on recording 7.8% economic growth and spoke of the need to promote self-reliance and give greater emphasis to Swadeshi products. The Prime Minister said India is progressing rapidly despite global uncertainty, wars, crises and disruptions to supply chains.
देशवासियों को बहुत-बहुत बधाई 7.8% growth. देश खुशियों से भर गया है लेकिन देशवासियों को मैं बधाई देता हूं उनके संकल्प शक्ति के लिए उनके पुरुषार्थ के लिए एक सामूहिक शक्ति का प्रतिबिंब है दुनिया युद्ध में डूबी हुई है चारों तरफ युद्ध की खबरें आ रही विश्व संकटों से घिरा हुआ है सप्लाई चेन पूरी तरह डिस्टर्ब है 2020 में कोविड काल से लेकर अब तक कहीं पर भी स्थिरता नजर नहीं आ रही उसके बावजूद भी भारत तेज गति से प्रगति कर रहा है
Taking a swipe at his critics, he said some people within the country, drowned in an atmosphere of despair, are spreading the lies all around. U.S. has begun fresh strikes on Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, targets inside Iran. Iranian media reported that explosions were heard in Bandar Abbas, Hormuz, Keshem Island, Konark, Chabahar, Sirik and Lawan. A report.
U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said it completed the wave of strike against Iranian military targets, which included air defense sites, mine-laying capabilities, and communication sites, among others. It said that the strikes follow recent attempted attacks by IRGC against commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and against American service members. Iran's foreign ministry said that the U.S. strikes hit a home hosting a wedding ceremony in the city of Kohestek, resulting in death of 4 civilian and over 50 injuries. U.S. President Donald Trump in a post on Truth Social has warned that any retaliation by Iran against the very justified attack will see a stronger response by Washington. Trump also hinted that a much bigger attack against Tehran is yet to come. In response, Iran's IRGC claimed an attack on U.S. military barracks at Jordan's Camp Titin. Iran's army said it targeted U.S. forces stationed at Bahrain's Sheikh Isa Air Base. Kuwait's army said the country's air defenses responded to attacks by hostile drones from Iran. Renu Kataria for World News.
A 19-member Indian forensic team has begun analysing DNA samples alongside forensic experts to assist in identifying people affected by the recent flash floods in Nepal. Indian Embassy said that the team commenced the analysis at the Nepal Police Central Forensic Science Laboratory and the National Forensic Science Laboratory in the Kumalter area of Kathmandu Valley. The Indian experts are working with their counterparts to speed up the processing of DNA samples collected from flood-affected areas and help establish the identities of victims and missing persons. The deployment of Indian forensic team is part of ongoing efforts to support Nepal in the aftermath of the recent flash floods, which caused significant loss of life and left several people unaccounted for. India continues to extend all possible assistance to Nepal in the ongoing rescue and relief efforts. The fifth Indian aircraft carrying relief and rescue assistance has departed for Nepal today. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the aircraft is carrying an 11-member rescue team equipped with specialized equipment along with 5.5 tons of essential medicines. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Prime Minister of Belgium, Bart De Wever, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. During the visit, he will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and the US have agreed to work more closely on critical minerals following a meeting between Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The agreement aims to strengthen the long-standing economic partnership between the two countries. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Asheville, North Carolina, yesterday. The meeting placed critical minerals and secure supply chains at the center of the India-US economic dialogue. Both sides acknowledged the long-standing relationship between the two countries and committed themselves to expanding cooperation across several areas. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also invited Mr. Bessent to visit New Delhi later this year for the India-US Economic and Financial Partnership meeting. The proposed visit will provide the two governments another opportunity to review economic and financial cooperation and identify areas in which the partnership could be expanded. India and the World Bank Group have discussed about expanding their partnership beyond traditional lending with a sharper focus on infrastructure finance, digital public infrastructure, tourism and the mobilization of private capital. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met World Bank Group President Ajay Banga on the sidelines of the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Asheville, U.S., The two leaders have discussed a larger role for the Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency in India. The proposed engagement would seek to deepen the country's corporate, infrastructure and municipal bond markets through the systematic use of guarantees and greater mobilization of private capital. The meeting was focused on ways to strengthen the India-World Bank Group partnership and widen the use of the institution's financing tools. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will participate in the 18th BRICS Summit later this month in New Delhi. As the chair this year, India will be hosting the 18th BRICS Summit on September 12 to 13 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The summit will bring together leaders of BRICS member and partner countries as well as outreach invitees, according to the Ministry of External Affairs. The theme for India's BRICS chairship is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. India, a founding member of BRICS, has previously held its chairship in 2012, 2016 and 2021. On to sports. In badminton, India's leading shuttlers Lakshya Sen, Kidambi Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma begin their campaign today at the China Masters Super 750 in Shenzhen, Guangdong Province. Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will also be in action in men's doubles. Earlier, Unnati Huda has made an early exit from the tournament yesterday after she lost to South Korea's Kim Jae-yeon in straight games in the opening round of the women's singles. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi renews call to embrace Swadeshi goods and avoid unnecessary purchase of gold and destination weddings abroad. US begins fresh strikes on IRGC targets inside Iran, explosions heard in Bandar Abbas and Hormuz. Indian forensic team begins DNA analysis to identify flash flood victims in Nepal. Prime Minister of Belgium, Bart De Wever, to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. And India and the US agree to work more closely on critical minerals following meeting between Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.